Financial success is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. And thank you for choosing Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Welcome back, everyone, to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari, and we are talking to Dr. Frederik van Heverbeek. He has joined us from Belgium, and he's been kind enough to stay with us during the break. And he's written a book, Excess Returns, a Comparative Study of the Methods of the World's Greatest Investors. Folks, you've heard me talk about the great investors, and there's no monopoly on brains. Learn from some of the best in the world, and if you can do that, believe me, these people have been successful, they've got track records, and they have really produced results. And if you can do that instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, which so many people try and do by trading and flipping and flopping and doing all of this stuff, but investing in great companies and buying them at good values, you're going to come out ahead of the game. Dr. van Heverbeek, thank you so much for staying with us during the break. There's a section in your book called Finding Ideas, which outlines a number of methods used by top investors finding interesting investment ideas. Can you share a few of your favorite?
Well, when you want to find interesting ideas, the first thing you have to know is what you have to look for. So that's why finding ideas is part of the chapter Finding Bargains. It means first you have to know what should you pay attention to, what should you look for, and then when you get exposure to information, you immediately can pick up things and say, okay, this might be a good idea, or this is something I won't waste my time on. So what I find interesting, or an interesting way to find ideas, is to use stock screens. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned before, the magic formula of Joel Greenblatt can be a very nice starting point mm-hmm. to do some research. So if you find a stock that has a very good business, so a high return on invested capital, and that trades at a cheap price, mm-hmm. it might be a good starting point to start looking into it.
Yep. Joel Greenblatt has that formula, and he's put that out there. Is that there in the book?
Yes.
And he is, I think, one of the most underappreciated, or he has not been the publicity that he should get. Because Joel has just an incredible track record, and the returns that he has had over the years are incredible. Dr. van Heverbeek, let's talk a little bit about valuation. How do you value a company if it's undervalued or overvalued?
Well, the academic method is to use a discounted cash flow model, where you project the cash flows in the future and then discount them based on a particular discount rate. And that's nice in theory, but in practice it's very difficult to do this because the estimates are very hard to make, and even if you make a small error, the fair value may be
a lot
very
different.
Way off the mark. So most top investors don't really use discounted cash flow. They rather use simple metrics like price to earnings, but also with some twists. So they won't use price to earnings with forward or projected earnings, so they will use trailing earnings. So they want to be conservative.
Okay.
They don't always or they don't buy all the optimism that is often in the market, so they want to look at earnings 1 year back, sometimes 2 or 3 years back,
mm-hmm.
and then this gives a better picture of the true underlying value of a stock. Or they use also price to book value or other metrics. But it's also common to combine a lot of these metrics and just to look at price book value, price earnings, and price cash flow, for instance, and then to see if a stock seems cheap on all these metrics together, then that's a good indication that the stock is probably undervalued. And this is called triangulation. So it's triangulating using several metrics at the same time to confirm your view on the value of stock.
Dr. van Heverbeek, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule joining us. I know it's very, very late there in Belgium. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your great book with all the listeners. Thank you again.
Thanks. Thanks, Mo.
That's Dr. Frederik van Heverbeek. He's the author of Excess Returns, a comparative study of the methods of the world's greatest investors. Because one of the things that Dr. Van Heverbeek has done, and this is a special treat, for the first caller from each listening area, wherever you're tuned in Miami, in Houston, in Dallas, in Denver, in San Diego, in the Inland Empire, in Orange County, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Portland, in Seattle, in Hawaii, wherever. The first listener that calls, if you're the first one, you'll get a free copy of his ebook. And we couldn't get the books in time over here, so he said, look, we'll give you a special authorization for an ebook. The book is also available at Amazon.com. So the first listener from each listening area that calls right now will get a copy, an ebook, where you can go and read the entire book, Excess Returns, A Comparative Study of the Methods of the World's Greatest Investors. Great book. And it gives you some great ideas. And it has Joel Greenblatt's magic formula in it, which he has done for the first 10 years. It compounded at 50% a year. Wow. That's what Dr. Van Heverbeek has just said. So it is incredible. And if you want it, call right now. We'll get it to you. One of the things that I try to do is give you ideas instead of just rhetoric, give you ideas that you can use. So the first caller can call right now from each listening area. By the way, I'm going to be on the 10th, I'm doing the webinar where I will review the last quarter, preview the next quarter, what I'm looking at, what I think the markets are going to do and why. I'll go through some of the economics. I'll go through some of the technicals. I'll share all of that. And that is in the evening of the 10th. But you have to be registered for the webinar. It is free, but you have to register right now. 1-800-388-9700. 1-800-388-9700. For all the listeners in the Orange County, Inland Empire, San Diego, and Los Angeles, you can always come by here in Newport Beach, right across from John Wayne Airport. Orange County Airport is where our building is, where I'm located. You can always stop by here, and I will be willing to sit down with you, show you what I do and how I do it. 1-800-388-9700. And then for the listeners in Denver, I will be there on the 16th, where we're doing a seminar that is filling up right now, so we will probably in the next couple of days be completely full. So if you want to attend the seminar, it is free, but you have to have a reservation. 1-800-388-9700. Or if you'd like to sit down with me, I will be more than happy to sit down with you and show you what I do and how I do it. All of it is free. The appointments are free. The seminar is free. The webinar is free. But you have to make the call. 1-800-388-9700. That's all the time that I have today. I will be back with you at the same time tomorrow. Until then, good trading.
Mo Ansari's opinions about specific investments are not investment advice or recommendations to any individual listener. Mo's opinions are not based on the specific financial situation of any investor, so they may be unsuitable for some investors. Compaq Asset Management and its clients may own some of the investments callers ask about. Therefore, Mo may have an interest in giving a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the investment. Because of time limits, individual investments owned by Compaq and its clients cannot be specifically identified. The information on MarketWrap does not constitute a solicitation of the sale or purchase of securities. You should consult a professional financial advisor before executing a security trade or taking any other action based on information contained in this program. Customer Funds Custodian Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, Compaq Asset Management, Compaq Securities, and Mo Ansari are registered investment advisors, member FINRA SIPC.